Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave a comment. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Xenophon's retreat, also known as the March of the 10,000, is one of the most remarkable survival stories in ancient history. In today's episode, we will be telling the harrowing journey of a Greek mercenary army as they navigated hostile territories, harsh environments, and the treachery of their enemies to return home safely. This journey was led in large part by Xenophon, a Greek soldier, historian, and student of Socrates, who became an unexpected hero in this epic tale. The saga begins in 401 BCE, when Cyrus the Younger, a Persian prince, sought to usurp the throne of his brother, Antoxerxes II. To achieve this, Cyrus recruited a massive army, which included approximately 13,000 Greek mercenaries, valued for their discipline, training, and effectiveness in battle. Xenophon, though not initially a commander, joined the expedition at the behest of a friend. Cyrus's army marched deep into the Persian Empire, covering vast distances across harsh terrain. However, the campaign culminated in the Battle of Kunaxa, near Babylon. Although by all accounts the Greek mercenaries fought valiantly, the battle ended in disaster for Cyrus, who was killed in the fighting. His death left the Greek forces in a perilous position, stranded in the heart of a suddenly hostile Persian territory, thousands of miles away from home. Following Cyrus's death, the Greek mercenaries, known as the 10,000, found themselves in a dire situation. Without a patron, they were effectively enemies of the Persian Empire. Their plight worsened when Tissaphernes, a Persian satrap who had pretended to negotiate safe passage, treacherously ambushed and executed the Greek generals during a parley. This act left the army leaderless and demoralized. In this moment of crisis, Xenophon emerged as an unlikely leader. Although a junior officer and primarily a scholar, Xenophon delivered a rousing speech that galvanized the troops. He urged them to rely on their courage, discipline, and resourcefulness to return home. The Greeks elected new leaders, including Xenophon, and began their arduous journey northward, hoping to reach the safety of Greek colonies on the Black Sea. The retreat of the 10,000 was a monumental test of endurance, strategy, and survival. Over the course of a staggering 1,500 miles, they faced numerous challenges, the first of which was the journey itself, which found the 10,000 trekking through treacherous mountain ranges, desolate deserts, and freezing climates. Crossing the Armenian highlands during winter was particularly brutal, with men and animals succumbing to frostbite and exhaustion. Early in the retreat, the Greeks faced the daunting task of crossing major rivers without bridges. They often had to make makeshift rafts or swim across while under enemy fire. The crossings were perilous and many lives were lost. The retreating Greeks were constantly harried by hostile forces. Persian troops, as well as local tribes such as the Cardusians, which are the modern Kurds, ambushed them in narrow passages and rugged terrain. These fierce tribesmen used guerrilla tactics to attack the Greeks from elevated positions, rolling boulders and firing arrows. The Greeks fought back tenaciously, using their phalanx formation to defend narrow passes and launching counterattacks to clear the way. The army often ran out of provisions, forcing them to forage in unfamiliar and hostile territories. They resorted to seizing supplies from local villages, which sometimes led to further conflicts. At one point, they had to resort to eating their pack animals to survive. The unity of the Greek army was tested by disputes amongst its leaders and soldiers. Xenophon's leadership and rhetorical skills were crucial in maintaining order and morale during these trying times. However, after months of grueling travel, the Greeks finally reached the Black Sea near the Greek colony of Trapezus, which is modern-day Trabzon. Xenophon's leadership was pivotal to the success of the retreat. As a historian, he later chronicled these events in his work Anabasis, which means the march up country. His narrative reveals several key aspects of his leadership. Xenophon devised innovative tactics to overcome the diverse challenges faced by the army. For example, he suggested nighttime marches to avoid enemy ambushes and reorganized the army's formation to better fend off attacks. Xenophon also negotiated with local leaders to secure safe passage and provisions when possible, demonstrating a pragmatic approach to survival. His speeches and unwavering confidence inspired the soldiers to persevere despite overwhelming odds. Although primarily a scholar and a philosopher, Xenophon adapted the role of a military commander, learning and applying the principles of leadership and warfare on the fly. The Greeks eventually reached safety, but their trials did not end immediately. They struggled with local conflicts and leadership disputes as they made their way back to Greece. Nevertheless, their successful retreat became a testament to the resilience and discipline of the Greek phalanx and the spirit of the 10,000. Xenophon's Anabasis immortalized the journey, providing a detailed account of their trials and triumphs. His work has inspired countless readers and leaders throughout history, including military strategists such as Alexander the Great and even modern commanders. The retreat of the 10,000 is significant for several reasons. These highlighted the discipline and the tactical prowess of the Greek mercenaries, especially the effectiveness of the Greek phalanx, even in the face of overwhelming odds. Xenophon's account provides valuable insights into the geography, politics, and culture of the Persian Empire and its surrounding regions. Xenophon, as a student of Socrates, infused his narrative with philosophical reflections on leadership, morality, and the human condition. Xenophon's retreat is not just a tale of survival, but also a powerful narrative of human perseverance and ingenuity. It is important to note that our source for this march came mainly from Xenophon himself, so the bias for the Greeks and himself is evident, although there are a few ancient sources that collaborate some details of the march, such as the Greek biographer Plutarch. Also, the tactics and historical accuracy of the Persian and Greek warfare are believed to be accurate, as is the terrain mentioned by Xenophon. Ultimately, the story underscores the importance of effective leadership, collective effort, and adaptability in the face of insurmountable odds. The story of the 10,000 remains a timeless epic, celebrated for its dramatic events and enduring legacy.